All right.
Ihr hört mich? Ich mach mal einfach so einen Jingle und dann geht's los, wa?
Ja.
Hör ich mich?
Das ist Musik, ne?
Radio Woltersdorf and Pi Radio equals Super Radio 2024.
Interessant, ne?
Live from the Super Booth 2024 from a mobile studio.
End of file.
Ja, moin, moin. Willkommen. Jetzt neben mir der Daniel von Mixdesizers. Hello, Daniel.
Hello.
How you doing?
Very good. Very good. It's how good. Are you doing, guys?
Yeah, super. It's good to have some fresh air after 2 days in the boot,
in the little boot. Yeah, of course. Of course. Like, it's nice, but can also be easily too much.
I saw you're a man of the future. You're stepping one step ahead on the techniques of mixers.
Yes, that's quite our aim. I mean, that's what we want to do, what we basically did.
It really looks like it. Yeah, it's a mixer, and it really is looking like a modular system.
Yeah, also the look is quite on point for me, because it's like contains the layout of a synthesizer, but also the layout of a rotary mixer that everybody loves, especially here in Berlin, in the house circuit.
Rotary is super.
So yeah, this is basically our idea. So to provide also something that looks good, that can easily be placed in a DJ booth, so also the dimensions are really portable, but still powerful, and there's everything you need.
Yeah, super. So can you describe what's the difference to, so to say, usual DJ mixer?
Yeah, the main thing that made us develop this product is that we are a quite large team, so we work in clubs. Some of us are DJs, some of us are sound engineers. And so we found out that there is the necessity of a compact device that can host both digital players and turntables, but also synthesizers in a more relaxed way. So the first thing that we talked about is the voltage of the gain, so which is like it can host, can go up. Without cranking up so much, you can easily host drum machines and mono synths, but goes also quite good in attenuation for hosting digital players or turntables. Two of the channels are phono as well. So yeah, we want to provide one device that a DJ can use, but also a live act can use, that an hybrid set, useful for an hybrid set or whatever like that, or one extensive large jam, because also we put the expander, so you have always the possibility to expand this mixer if you need more channels. But this expansion also works up to 3 meters away, so other musicians can have their own channels with their own PFL, and they can jam together, but they can still assign the sound on the main mixer. So we thought about something that clubs are actually needing. So our aim is, we are more in the market of the dance floor, let's say.
Yeah.
Because also we felt like that the usual classics are not really working. So when you connect one synthesizer to the classics, you have to crank up the gain a lot, and still it's not loud enough like a digital player.
Yeah.
So we needed to deliver something which is more useful for everybody.
And the look, and the greenish look, very stylish.
Yeah.
I love it. It's and you also have other colors, or you this is
no
the
this
thing.
this is the thing. This is our color. We also wanted to provide something which is not actually black, because
you find it everywhere.
There are quite a few mixers which are not black in the DJ environment, come on, but this usual industry. We wanted also to make our own thing which is green, which is our own, so you can also easily recognize it's looking great and it's looking like this. Stop.
And it fits to our Super Booth poster.
Yeah. Nice. It's a match. Yeah. We didn't talk about it, but it's nice to.
And okay, you said portable. Can you be precise with the size?
It's a little bit
more like vinyl.
Yeah, no, it's a little. The dimensions are the same of the classics in the large scale, while it's 40 centimeters long. I don't remember the exact measure, but it's the same of most of the new. I don't want to name the other models, but it's the same. So it can easily fit in a DJ booth.
Yeah, you said you come through DJing. Are you also DJing?
Yes, we also have a collective. We do live sets. We often play in Club del Visionaire, and we do our own music. We have some record releases on Tractor Records, which is our in-house label.
Yeah.
But we are also sound engineers, and we work on most of Berlin's club.
Yeah.
So
this is how you came up with the idea.
Exact. The main engineer and the main designer is Italian, but then he met us, which we are Italians as well, but we are based in Berlin. And as I said, we work in the environment of clubs and in the electronic music and the sound engineering related to it. So it's this conjunction. This was like good match, because we know what club needs, actually. So what are the needing of the club?
I think that's together. Always the best, if it's coming from the ground.
Exactly. It's definitely coming from a necessity, because also by playing live often, like I cannot speak bad about Amidas. It's still my favorite mixer. I mean, like it's beautiful, but still it's not nice that you can always have to do setups with a DJ mixer and then a front of house mixer for the live act. We wanted to break this, you know,
border.
This border, this limit, and let's make something that works all together. Because
it's a great idea.
Also, DJ mixer like Allen and Heath and Pioneers, they are great mixers. But again, like.
Yeah, no, but
you know,
I understand
like
the situation.
With all the respect and with all the love.
If there's a DJ in front of you and then you play your live act and the power goes down and it needs a while till the people are dancing again.
Yeah, also this kind of effects typical of the DJ, like the isolator or the DJ style EQ, is something that we wanted to provide in a live performance mixer, which is a thing that already exists, but not 100% like we did. So like it's not so comfortable. It's always made more for DJing and less for live performances. And then we had the idea to make it rotary also, because this is another
point. That's
also
cool.
This is cool, because we've also felt like that playing live with a rotary mixer can be very interesting. It can also bring some new ideas. A lot of people came to jam at our booth, and it was nice because everybody was immediately getting a very particular feeling, and even they were playing like acid techno at 140 BPM, still with the rotary was working really interesting, because you know also the surface and the look and the feel can bring you some ideas sometimes. So like there are plenty of faders, yeah, mixer.
And you have a
headset,
really stable grip.
Yeah, or you have a really stable grip, more control over the gain. And, yeah, it's also they break less. This is another problem. Like, I'm constantly working in clubs and these faders are constantly getting broken. I'm sending one mixer and the other one is broken immediately. And yeah, so, like, yeah, it's rotaries are a bit safer on this. So we also wanted to provide a good, durable product, or product made for less.
So. Yeah. So, and you're now on the market with your products, or is it a prototype still?
This is the prototype still, but we are already on the market with the modular and the custom version. So, like, actually, we have company has a bit of story before this meeting that we had all together before we to join the FC Pro Audio. So, there are already quite good products and the most, like, one thing that we want to make everyone happy. So we kept the modular mixerizer.
Yes.
That, if you want, can be a really cheap thing. So, like, when you cannot buy, or when you don't need the mixerizer jump, then you can still go on our website and look for some modules and buy strictly what you need. Because this is also another point. We want
and
to provide
your website was
www.mixesizer.com.
Super.
Yeah.
Yeah. And do you have visions for the future?
Yeah. We want, since, like, also this Super Boot is going quite well and this mixer is getting a lot of interest, people are appreciating a lot, and this for us means a lot. It's very nice. We didn't expect it when we designed, because we came at the Super Boot also last year, but the design was completely different and it was, like, difficult for the people also to get the functionality. And now we came up with this amazing design, so people also, by looking at it, yeah, it's intuitive, it's good, and so, like, we are super happy, like, this thing is going so well and already people are ordering, so it's we see the future with more and more upgrades, both on both sides. So we want to keep upgrade the mixerizer jump, and we want to keep upgrade the modular version, because we like to provide also cheap things. This is one thing that I have to say.
Super, super. Yeah. Really, really convincing.
Thank you very much.
Have you had some time to walk around on the fair?
Yeah, of course. Since I'm also working for the Super Boot, so, like, I had quite some activity going on here, and it's always super nice to be here. It's a nice idea. I love the energy of Mr. Schneider from Schneider Line.
Yeah, definitely.
He's a master, and I mean,
what,
reference point for
what
all
was
of us.
Your fave? What did you?
My favorite. My favorite synthesizer. You mean?
Yeah.
That's one thing I should talk about, because, like, my favorite synthesizer at the moment are two. Like, for what's concerning the sound, the look, and the feels, and the pots themselves, of course, nothing can beat the classic Moog in general.
Okay.
I have some of the compact ones, like the Difam and the Mother Teacher. For me, that's the absolute classic and the absolute best, because it's I love
pure.
It.
Yeah,
but for new things, I like a lot Erika synth, I have to tell. Like,
It's
they are quite good. Also, they are reissuing some older synthesizer with this new feel. They work in an amazing. I have a Percons, I purchased it. I'm lucky enough to be able to do it, and, like, it's. It's super good. Like, I love these
it's
guys.
It's a pity,
like,
I didn't catch up the Super Booth reduction price. But maybe there is still another one falling off from the car or something.
Yeah, and, that's really good. I love these guys at Erika synth. They are doing good. So with the development of the sequencer, it's super nice. Like,
very handsome to play.
But I mean, also everybody here, like, it's nice because, like, you know, there's a lot of respect between companies, and, like, everybody's coming out with new ideas, and I really appreciate at least one small thing from everybody.
Yes.
That's the beauty of the Super Boot for me, and it's also great to share all these ideas, because then something comes useful to you, even though
and
we are building just mixers.
Something
new is
coming out.
Super. But, you know, you see that pot or that switch, and you see, and you start talking. working, and even if you're like we with synthesizer, we are on a complete different market. I mean, like, we build mixers, people are building synthesizers, so like it's there's no competition, but still sharing.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. Super cool. Nice word in the end, Daniel. Very nice to have you here.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure, and I still wish you nice last hours of the Super Booth 2024.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's been great also for me. Thank you guys for inviting me.
You're welcome.
Ciao.
Ciao.